Good afternoon. This is Judge Jacobson, and this is a case management conference by telephone in the matter of the application of the Municipality of Princeton. It is docket number MER-L-1550-15. It is the affordable housing declaratory judgment action brought by Princeton. If I could have the appearances of counsel for the record, starting with counsel for Plaintiff Princeton.
Good afternoon and happy holidays, Your Honor. Kevin Van Heist from Mason, Griffin & Pearson here on behalf of the Municipality of Princeton.
Okay, and for Fair Share?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Adam Gordon on behalf of Fair Share Housing Center.
Okay, and for, we've had attorneys participating on behalf of certain developers that want to develop in Princeton, including affordable housing. And is Mr. Kasuba on the line?
Yes, Your Honor. Good afternoon. It's Robert Kasuba from the law firm of Biscayne Hall for the Bannett Road site and the Princeton Eden Shopping Center.
And do we have our compliance master?
Your Honor, we do not. I did text Ms. Herbert a little while ago and have not heard back. I do know that she was aware of today's conference and understand there may have been some things that kept her indisposed this afternoon. And by practice, I have continued to keep her in the loop on where things are at and will promise to do so after we call if she does not manage to be able to join in on with us.
Okay. All right. Does she have a? Did they use the conference call number, Jeff?
No, Mr. Van Heist gave me the phone.
Okay, but she has the number, so she can call in if she becomes
involved. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, if you want to give me an update, I heard from Judge Karchman things seemed good.
Yes, Your Honor, with Judge Karchman's assistance and frankly the support and great working relationship with both Fair Share and Avalon Bay in particular. At our mediation session on Friday the 22nd, we actually came to the parameters of a settlement, and because the part of the negotiations and as we've kind of come into the home stretch on negotiations actually involved the sharing and exchanges of edits to the settlement agreement, we're actually very, very close. There is one issue with the shopping center. We're actually very close. The parties have actually been talking amongst themselves, and Mr. Kasuba and I have been, you know, talking even today to try to wrap up with finality the issues regarding the shopping center, and hopefully we're able to do so in the next 48 hours. Ideally, we'd like to do so by Friday so that we can then just amend the final version of the settlement agreement, but I have some edits that are coming with that I'll be able to share with Fair Share later this afternoon, and we're actually proceeding, and on Princeton's side, we're actually already in the process of setting up the meetings to confidentially brief our Affordable Housing Board on Tuesday of next week, our Planning Board on Thursday of next week. There is also one component of the plan, kind of some initial work that needs to be done by the Planning Board. That has already been scheduled for next Thursday. And then we're anticipating, and as of about 2 hours ago, we're still trying to circulate and nail down a time and date for the public presentation of the settlement agreement and having authorization to do the settlement agreement on the week of the 16th. Right now we're looking at the 17th, 18th, or 19th. It looks like it's going to be about the 19th right now. So that's how close we are, that we're literally down to one issue. The parties are actually very, very close on. It's really just kind of getting a meeting of the minds on the finality of the density so that we can put it into the final version of the settlement agreement. And we think that we'll be able to actually have that signed by Friday the 20th.
So the public presentation, is that before the council? What body conducts the...
That would be the council. So the idea would be at the council meeting, and of course because it's Princeton and we do have a lot of active citizenry who like to know what's going on, that yes, there will be a public kind of presentation of the settlement agreement, in particular the all of the sites and where things are going to be and how they're spread out throughout the town. And then at that meeting, we would have the resolution authorizing the settlement agreement and then a couple other authorizations that would need to be done that night that would just make sense to actually do to help effectuate the settlement agreement.
Okay, and then does it have to come back, or since it's a resolution, no?
That we would anticipate. What we're trying to do is actually, if we can wrap up everything with Eden's or the shopping center by Friday, or even Monday, hopefully at the outside, we could then amend the or put that final information into the settlement agreement. That actually gives us next week to finalize that. And then Mr. Gordon and Mr. Walsh have already indicated that once that's in final form and we're all good with it, they're happy to sign it, and then all we would need would be Princeton Council's authorization to sign it, which ideally will be the 19th. That's what we're looking at right now. And then that would be it, and then we would be able to proceed with the fairness hearing. And so we were even circulating dates, and if we could do a fairness hearing as early as I believe January 29th, because there would be a 30-day notice requirement. And so by the time if we get that authorized on the, say, the 19th, I need to then get notice to the newspaper, and with the holidays and things, that would put us probably at the end of January, beginning of February, that we could actually even, and if Your Honor would like to, schedule the fairness hearing today, we already started looking at dates when our calendars, the three of us attorneys, our calendars are clear, so that we could keep on track and actually proceed expeditiously.
Yeah, the January 29th is something I could do, but do you know about Ms. Caffone in terms of, for the fairness hearing, I need a report from the master.
Correct, and yes, we were hoping that she would be on here, and she is on the email chain, but we have not heard back from her yet. I know that with Adam, Rob, and I, all three of us are available on the afternoon of January 30th, February 4th, or where our schedules are. We're waiting to hear back from Christine.
But you said the 29th. There may be objectors. Is that I would think that there could possibly be objectors.
There could be. We have not anticipated or have heard from any, but I suppose once the notice goes out, it's a possibility.
So I wanted, I wanted to put it in the in the morning. So if we have to go all day, we have all day.
Would Your Honor consider doing it tentatively then maybe February 4th? That would give at least a little additional time in case somebody showed up. That would give Ms. Herbert a little extra time. And then if somebody did show up, at least that would be for a report. And if that date does not work for her, then we could contact you and get it rescheduled.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm just getting my schedule. The 4th, I already have, I have an order to show cause in the morning. I have the afternoon free. If you think, for example, you don't think that the Old Orchard, that the two pending cases brought by Old Orchard would not similarly seek to object to the inclusion of the site in the plan that they've already been challenging?
They may, but interestingly, their complaint raises challenges to the process and kind of, I'll say, bulk standards or the density's too high, where the fairness hearing really revolves around whether or not the proposed plan presents a realistic opportunity for the production of affordable housing to meet our obligation. So, in this case, the obligation has already been established by Your Honor through the original trial. So while they, interestingly, yes, I suppose they could, and Mr. Simon may, but that really then kind of undercuts the companion case where he's really trying to argue that it was just too much density.
Well, I shouldn't be asking about a case without his you know, without...
Yeah, I agree. It's conceivable that he could, yes, Your Honor. We'll leave it at that.
My only concern was the scheduling, because when we've had objectors, I think the West Windsor fairness hearing went 2 days, Mr. Gordon? Is that your recollection, too?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know of any disappointed developer who didn't get in the plan who wants to challenge it because their site wasn't chosen. Is that fair to say that you know of?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And that they where there was a developer, they brought in experts and created a much larger record than any of the other fairness hearings. I mean, there potentially could be citizens. We've had the citizen, I think, at least in Hamilton. That was the one I can remember. But that they placed their objection on the record, but it did not go into, you know, an extensive period of time. You know, we could do it in a session. So if I could put it down for the 4th in the afternoon and hope
okay.
that, I mean, the issue then, if we... Well, I guess if you give 30 days notice of the 4th and we have to go into another day, the people who came on the 4th would be the ones who were interested and they'd hear about whatever the rescheduling, the additional scheduling. I mean, I'm just hoping that doesn't happen. But you're comfortable if you want the 4th, just looking at the afternoon starting at 1:30?
That works for me, Your Honor. Yeah. Rob,
it does for us. I don't know if it'll be myself or Kevin Walsh to handle it. He's on trial today, so I'm covering this. But yeah, I mean, if Your Honor would prefer to do a date in the morning, I mean, there are other dates that week that at least on our end would work. The 5th, for example, I'm fine either way.
Yeah, no, the 6th. The 5th. I'm also have only the afternoon, and the 6th and 7th. I have the 7th is not a motion day, Jeff. It's not more. That's correct. I have the 6th or 7th that week. I have all day at the moment, anyway. So
the 6th is good for me. Yeah, I mean 7th. I'm actually free that week. So whatever everyone's preference is.
And it is 6th is problematic because actually look at the calendar. We have hearings in 3 different listings that morning. The 7th should work.
Okay, so if I put it down. At least tentatively, and we get here from Ms. Caffone at 9:30 a.m. on the 7th, and then I'll just block off the whole day in the hopes that we'd only need a few hours.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll say tentatively then February 7th for the fairness hearing, assuming all goes as you anticipate.
I don't want to
schedule the fairness hearing till I hear from you, though, about the finalization of your settlement agreement. It sounds like it's a little bit more than language. If you're talking about density, that is a substantive issue that has yet to be resolved.
We're actually very close on that, and so this is why I think both sides feel that it literally is just a matter of trying to figure out the best way to get them together where the decision makers can actually talk about that, but we're actually so close that I don't think either side views it as being problematic.
All right.
So,
in any event, yes, Mr. Gordon, go ahead.
Yeah, and to be clear about, I mean, what we have, there's a range of densities that we've essentially said would be okay from our perspective as long as there could be a meeting of the minds, from the perspective of Princeton and Mr. Kasuba's client. And so it really is mainly an issue between the two of them and not an issue that it'll have to be plugged in into our settlement, but it's not an issue in which there's really substantive issues between Chair Sharon and the town on.
Okay. All right. Well, and then I'm not going to issue an order, Mr. Van Hise, till I get a letter from you telling me that the language has been agreed upon, and then the fairness hearing, it'll be conditioned on the approval by the town. I don't think I need to wait till till the December 19th.
Okay, perfect.
We can set a fairness hearing on the condition, you know, unless you're uncomfortable from my scheduling it until it's approved.
No, I mean, I think we're okay, and I'll know more. I'm happy to provide an update next week to Your Honor, with then, because by then we would anticipate having the Edens issues resolved, which means that the settlement with Fair Share would essentially be resolved. And then by that point, I will also know what day of the week that we're actually going to hold the public hearing and authorize the settlement. And then following that, like the next day, I can actually provide the court with actually confirmation that it was approved by the governing body. And then that way we'll know at least the condition will have been satisfied for finalization of the fairness hearing.
Okay.
And at that point, we would also, hopefully, we would at least also then have Christine's input. And so if that date, for instance, does not work with for her for some reason or something like that, then we could adjust it then before we start sending out the notices.
Yeah, so. just let me know, because the calendar okay. sometimes fills up. I'll ask the staff to make sure that the February, February 7th, at 9:30, be marked for tentative fairness hearing for Princeton. Okay?
Very good.
So, and then we'll, I surely hope this last little piece doesn't mushroom into something you don't anticipate.
we don't anticipate, Your Honor, and that's why we're actually confident enough that we've already got all these meeting, you know, follow-up meetings being set in anticipation of actually being able to ratify that. So that's how far this one is along, and certainly my thanks goes out to Fair Share and Mr. Kasuba for all of their efforts in bringing us this far. So.
Okay, so I was thinking, so I'm going to not issue an order from today. I was thinking I'd issue an order telling you to give me an update by, you know, next probably December 10th, but I think I'll just count on you to do that.
Okay. Yes, absolutely, Your Honor.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't want to offer congratulations till I know that they're absolutely warranted.
Right. We'll do the next teleconference for the congratulations.
Okay.
But thank you, Your Honor.
All right. So we'll,
and again, and if you do talk to Judge Parchman, please extend, you know, I think our thanks from all of us. Certainly for his efforts as well.
Okay, no, I...
Yeah, we would really join in that, and we also appreciate all of Princeton's efforts and Ms. Kasuba and the clients. I think that particularly that final mediation really brought us, that, well, the whole process and really culminating in that final mediation really...
What, it only took 2.5 years?
Finally resolved into an issue.
2.5 years? When you had the number, even. Okay. All right. Well, let's hope that it's one that will stick once, you know, despite whatever else is out there that might influence it. Okay. Well, thank you all for your efforts. And I look forward to getting the confirmation that it's at least the agreement has been finalized and will be submitted to the council. So I hope I get that next week.
Very good. Thank you, Your
Honor. All right. And if there's an
issue,
if you could let me know as soon as possible in terms of Ms. Caffone and the 7th.
Will do. Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you all very much.
Right.
Bye-bye.